Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back, taking a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night in our game that we had on the radio, Laverne 24, Oakland 21. It was Siegel defeating Blackman 42-7, Riverdale over Smyrna 42-13. And in 9A football on Thursday, Moore County defeated Eagle Bowl 25-20 and Cascade over Middle Tennessee Christian School 32-7. Braves lost again last night. Ho-hum. Hopefully they'll get one this afternoon. Let's turn our attention to the Siegel Stars as they defeated Blackman last night 42-7. And as Coach Shadowins is gimping around, did somebody get him last night?
I think
him in the knee?
I think he's finally getting old.
You know, you've been around this league just about as long as Philip, hadn't you?
Yeah, you know, over the probably years. I guess back when Philip first got the head coaching job, I was at Riverdale, and him and I had some classes over at Middle together. Back before all those buildings were over there, I think there was just one building on campus at that point in time. But yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. But you guys have been around, and, of course, you and Philip go way back and coached with him and stuff. So pretty neat stuff. Last night, 42-7, did you see that coming?
No, I would have never guessed it at all. Our kids played great.
You know, when you can put that many points in a district game, you know, your kids have outscored opponents, 144-14 or something like that in the first 3 weeks. You have to obviously feel good about the offensive output, but to hold somebody to seven, you know, sometimes I think with your team that kind of goes under the radar a little bit with the high-octane offense you've got. But your defense had to play pretty well too.
Well, we played – it's hard. It's unbelievable I'm about to say this, but we played just okay. I mean, we still gave up 300 yards total offense to them. We couldn't get them off the field at certain times. They helped us now. I mean, they, you know, when somebody turns the ball over four times, they're helping you quite a bit. So, we played well. I'm proud of our defense. I thought we stepped up and played, you know, pretty hard nosed. We flew to the ball real well at times, you know, and we did exactly what we talked about in practice all week. You know, we didn't, you know, we tried to play eight in the box and told our corners not to get beaten. And that, for the most part, that didn't happen last night. You know, they threw one ball over our head and it cost us, they set up a score for them. So, you know, had that not happened, you know, maybe it might have been zero and it might have been a shutout. But, you know, for the most part, our kids executed our game plan on defense. You know, Coach Weeks did a good job with the secondary this past week. You know, Coach Greer did a great job with him defensive linemen. We rotated those guys pretty much all night. You know, we played, I guess we probably played seven or eight defensive linemen for the most part all night long, and I think all of them played pretty well up front. So I'm proud of those guys.
Greg, when you get those breaks in a game, your defense creates a break or whatnot, you know, you have to take advantage of those. Otherwise, it's a missed opportunity. Do you felt like you did that last night?
Yeah, especially against a team like Blackman or anybody probably in our district, I mean, you've got to got to make them pay for their mistakes. And I think our offense sees it that way, and I think our offensive staff sees it that way. And we talk about those types of things. We talk about taking advantage of people's mistakes, and you know, fortunately, we did last night.
Denzel Harding had a pretty good night running the football, and, you know, four touchdowns in the game. And one of those things about the game of football is unless the holes open up, kid's not going to run for four touchdowns and umpteen yards or whatever, you know. And so your offensive line must have blocked well last night.
They did well. Those five guys have really gelled together up front. You know, Charles Cooper's been a two-year starter for us at left tackle and done a great job. Jared Dix at left tackle was – or excuse me, at left guard and Charles at left tackle. But Jared was injured all year last year and didn't get to play. He had a back problem. He's come on this year and done a great job for us. Jacob Schultz at center. You know, we probably made a mistake with him the past 2 years. He's been playing outside linebacker for us, and we were looking for a center, and we moved him there. And lo and behold, he's been great. You know, Shane McKnight at right guard for us has done a good job. You know, he played quite a bit last year and has done a good job for us this year starting. And then our right tackle last night was Scott Greer, and Scott's come on and done a good job for us. You know, we've still got a battle at right guard going on. There's Zach Underwood who's played pretty well for us. He's been banged up. He had wrist surgery on Monday. He played the two weeks before with a broken wrist and a cast, and they had to do surgery on him on Monday. He was out this week, and he'll be back ready to go on Monday. He's chomping at the bit to get back in there. So those five guys I'm real proud of. They've done a great job opening holes for Denzel and Andrew Knox and really protecting Brent back there.
You know, you got to be not only physically tough but mentally tough to be able to do what that young man's going to do, you know, playing with a broken wrist and all. I mean, that takes a lot of heart.
Yeah, you know, Zach's a good kid. Now he's been plagued with injuries his entire career. I mean, he's had everything from foot problems to back problems to ankle problems and now a wrist problem. And he's fighting so hard to get in there and play. You know, I mean, I really like his grittiness and you know, he's done a good job for us.
We're talking to Greg Wyatt of the Siegel Stars, 42-7 winners over Blackman. Brent Stock still back in action last night, 13 of 20, over 200 yards, 3 touchdown passes, ran for a touchdown, and good to see that young man back at it.
Yeah, it was good to see him back on the football field. I'll tell you what, it's nice to have him around. He does a good job for us. Still got a little rust on him, still a little rusty, but you know, I'm proud of the way he came back and performed last night.
I want to highlight him from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, not because of the stat numbers and things like that, but I've seen him off the field a time or two, and I think I've shared this with you. You get a little more personal in the game of baseball, so, you know, and get to talk to the kids sometimes, and he is very well respected. He demands respect just because of his attitude, and that's a quality that not all quarterbacks have. You know, they get the respect because of maybe their athletic ability, but I think maybe his comes from just being a great kid and a great leader.
A lot of that comes from he demands probably more from himself than anybody else does.
Set by example kind of thing?
When he makes a mistake, he's probably harder on himself than anybody else is. You know, he's very complimentary of the people around him. You know, and that goes a long way. You know, when you're patting your offensive line on the back and you're patting them wide receivers and running backs on the back, and you're deflecting a lot of the spotlight to them instead of on you, you're going to get some respect from folks, and you're going to get you're going to get people to follow you. And he does a very good job of that. And our kids love him to death, and I think they'd probably do anything for him.
You know, that you can get people to follow, but how willing are they to follow? Are they the ones who are saying, I wish I wasn't following this guy? You know,
right.
How do you lead? And right. I think a lot of that sometimes is missed, but you can just kind of see that exude from him, just his presence. Coach, Blackman, not a bad football team.
No, they're a good football team. Now, don't be fooled by that score. Now, I'm telling you.
You said to Phillip you didn't want to play him again.
I don't want nothing to do with him later on. I hope we don't have to play him again, because I don't want our kids to think that we just walked through that one, because we didn't. Like I said, we made mistakes. We put the ball on the ground. You know, we only gave up 7 points, but we gave up over 300 yards total offense. That's too much to play championship football. If you're going to win the district, you can't do that week in and week out. And I am proud about the way our kids fought and the way they responded last night. We got off to a bad start last night. I mean, we were 3-and-out. We fumbled the first or second snap. We fumbled. I mean, we made mistakes early. And then, man, we overcame some adversity, and I'm proud of our kids for that. They did a good job handling those types of things.
First district win, sometimes those are hard to come by. I mean, in this district, as competitive as it is, so you know, a lot of football left to play, but a third of the way through the season, the record kind of reflects a pretty good record so far. I guess you'd take that.
Yeah, we're proud of that. I mean, we're not going to turn that away, of course. You know, we were in this situation, the exact same situation last year. We've got to continue to get better, and you know, we can't rest on our laurels, what we've done in the past. I mean, you know, last night's over with. It's time to go to Ottawa and play down there. You know, you got to enjoy it for a little while. And I told our kids last night, you know, enjoy it last night and enjoy it all day today. But Sunday, start getting your mind, you know, set on the next week. Stay humble about where you're at and stay hungry, because we got a long way to go.
A lot of great things going on at Siegel High School. I know volleyball's playing, got a win, I think.
They won two in Memphis last night. I'm proud of them. Let me tell you something. Those girls do a good job. They've got a new coach down there. They show up at football games. They're probably one of our biggest supporters, and we appreciate them.
Well, let's talk about Ottawa. Leave it to Ron Crawford to kind of mess up the apple cart last night. Beat Ottawa by a point. get them all riled up.
I'm proud for Ron. That's good. That's a good win for him, and he needed that.
Cleveland. He's of course down at Cleveland. Ottawa. We've been a couple of times, and it's one of my favorite faraway places. I have some good memories. Of course, we've gone down there once with Riverdale, and I think they were both semifinal games, and then with Oakland in 98.
Right.
I remember Andy Soaps trying to kick us out of the press box up there during the Riverdale game, but we kind of stood our ground. But anyway, it's a kind of a little different atmosphere, but a good place to watch a football game.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice place down in the hole. It's right off the interstate. It's easy to get to. It's not a bad trip. It's right down the street from that big mall. What is it? Hamilton Place Mall or something like that. And you can go early, get you a good meal, and get over there and watch a good football game in a real good atmosphere. I mean, it's a different type of place. You got to walk down the hill to get to the stadium, and you know, it'll be a fun atmosphere. I'm looking forward to taking our kids on the road on a long trip like this and seeing how we handle it.
Well, what do you know about the Owls?
I know they're 2-1. That's about all I know right now. So, I wish I could tell you a little bit more. We just got film exchanged about an hour and a half ago, and as soon as I leave here, I'm about to go start breaking them down.
Typically, they're very athletic, for an East Tennessee team, and they've had a pretty good playoff tradition. You know, they're usually there a year in and year out.
They're competitive down there in the Chattanooga area, and they last year they were very athletic. They had a quarterback that was real smart, that could throw it around. Thank goodness he's graduated. They had a wide receiver last year that was real athletic that gave us fits last year, and thank goodness he's graduated. So, I'm sure they've got other guys in the pipeline coming up, and it'll be a good contest for us, especially being that far away from home and our whole plan of what we're doing and everything.
Siegel Nation, I'm sure we'll try to get there and cheer on the Stars next week.
I hope so. I'd love to see a great crowd down there. I mean, it'll be a good night for football. I'm hoping that our school, and I think our school is really starting to get behind our kids quite a bit and really back them. They were there last night in force, and I really appreciate them.
Greg, I appreciate you coming in this morning, and we'll see you after a long road trip and hopefully after beating the Owls.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you. And that's Greg Wyatt joining us here, 42-7 winners over the Blackman Blaze in last night's contest. We're going to take a break, come back, and it's time to continue the conversation here on WGNS AM/FM. Coach Thomas McDaniel in to talk about the Oakland Patriots with John Dinkins here on WGNS AM/FM from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Breakfast is awfully good this morning. Come on down, have some with us.